of the Tumble Our Hearts before Almighty Yahweh, Son of Grace. Father Yahweh, we come before you at this time to give honor and glory to your holy name. We thank you, Father, for another Sabbath day and an opportunity to come before you. Keep us, Father, in the hollow of your hand. Protect us in your tabernacle, Father, as we seek to do that which is right in your sight and to gain the knowledge of you and to be more like your Son, Yahshua the Messiah, who came and gave us a great example in the shedding of his blood, that we would overcome this world through the shed blood of Yahshua the Messiah. Help us not to tread underfoot the blood of Yahshua, but to be faithful in all things. Again, Father, open our hearts and minds that we might receive the implanted word, that we might understand the love that you have for each and every one of your servants. And Father, hear our cry, our prayer, and attend to and bless each and every one of your servants, those that have a petition before you on the prayer list, and those that don't know you, Father. We ask that you would open their hearts and their minds, that they would gain an understanding and find out who you are before it's too late. So again, we thank you for the great sacrifice of your Son, Yahshua the Messiah. It's in his holy name we ask this prayer. Hallelujah. Brethren, you know I just returned home from 2 weeks on the road preaching Yahweh's word. I got to meet many people and to see many brethren on this trip. The time that I spent with the brethren was precious and few in comparison with our lives, but we have few precious moments in our lives, brethren, to spend together. That's why we look forward to the feast, the Moedim, the appointed time to be with Yahweh and our brethren. And I've entitled this message, Precious Moments. We're going to start off in Psalm 90. So if you'll turn over to Psalm 90. It says, Yahweh, you have been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, forever, you had formed the earth and the world. Even from everlasting to everlasting, you are El. You turn man to destruction. And say, return, you children of men, for 1,000 years in your sight. Are as but yesterday when it is past, and as a watch in the night, just like a moment, you carry them away as with a flood. They are as asleep. In the morning they are like grass which grows up. In the morning it flourishes and grows up. In the evening it is cut down and withers. For we are consumed in your anger, and in your wrath are we troubled. You have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your countenance. For all our days are passed away in your wrath. We bring our years to an end as a sigh. The days of our years are 70, or even by reason of strength, 80 years. I was impressed to talk to Emma Robinson, who's 97 years old, and Sister Ruby Wilson, who's 89 years old. And these sisters are still, you know, striving to do Yahweh's will. It's a little different, each one of them, but the thing is, Yahweh has blessed us with long life. And we know that even those years are like just a whisper in the time of eternity. Because when you look at time and the short period of time that we're here on this planet is just like a precious moment, like a dot in history. I remember back when I was younger, and I was looking ahead. I believe it was like 1985. It was 84, it just passed. And I was saying, man, 15 years to go to the year 2000, I'm going to be old, man. And I thought about it. I was going to be 47 years old. That blew me away, you know. But it went so quick. And that's the thing about time. You know, you can say that I'm going to do this next year or in 5 years or whatever. But the time flies. You know, as a child, you think it's taken forever, except the summers. They go so quick and you're out of school. But right now, time is moving rapidly, and it seems to be speeding up. And I know that's because we're getting older. As we get older, you know, it seems to go quicker. But it says, in verse 10, the days of our years are 70, or even by reason of strength, 80 years. Yet is there pride but labor and sorrow, for it is soon gone, and we fly away. And truly, the time will fly away, brother. That's why we have to take every moment that we have to give glory to Yahweh and to spend as much time as we can with the people we love and doing Yahweh's work. Verse 11, it says, who knows the power of your anger and your wrath according to the fear that is due to you? So teach us to number our days, that we may get us a heart of wisdom. Return, O Yahweh, how long? And let it repent you concerning your servants. O satisfy us in the morning with your loving kindness, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Make us glad according to your days, for the days in which you have afflicted us, and the years in which we have seen evil. Let your work appear to your servants, and your glory upon their children, and let the favor of Yahweh, our Elohim, be upon us, and establish the work of our hands upon us. Yes, even the work of our hands establish it. In Psalm chapter 5, if you turn over with me there, at Psalm 5, and we start in verse 1, it says, give ear to my words, O Yahweh, and consider my meditation. Listen to the voice of my cry, my King, and my Elohim. For to you do I pray. Everyone thinks that they pray to Almighty Yahweh. But we know that he hears the prayers of the saints and not the prayers of the sinner. O Yahweh, in the morning shall you hear my voice. In the morning will I order my prayer to you and will keep watch. For you are not an El that has pleasure in wickedness. Evil shall not sojourn with you. The arrogant shall not stand in your sight. You hate all workers of iniquity. You will destroy them that speak lies. Yahweh abhors the bloodthirsty and deceitful man. But as for me, in the abundance of your loving kindness, will I come into your house. Psalm 8, verse 1. Psalm 8. O Yahweh, our sovereign, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Who have set your glory upon the heavens? Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings have you established strength because of your adversaries, that you might still be enemy and the avenger. when I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have ordained, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him? For you have made him but little lower than Elohim and the angels, and crowned him with glory and honor. You make him to have dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, and beasts of the field, the birds of the heavens and the fish of the sea, whatever passes through the paths of the sea. O Yahweh, our sovereign, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Remember what we just read in Psalm 5, verse 7. It says, but as for me, in the abundance of your loving kindness, will I come into your house. For us to come into the house of Almighty Yahweh, we have to be a righteous individual, righteous people. In the Psalm 89, we'll start in verse 1. I will sing of the loving kindness of Yahweh forever. Because Yahweh has been good to each and every one of us. If you think about the time that he's given us to spend with each other, he's blessed me with a wonderful family. He's blessed me with wonderful friends. Like I said, the time that I spent on this journey, we had some precious moments. And I thank Yahweh for the time that I got to spend with the brethren. With my mouth will I make known your faithfulness to all generations. For I have said, mercy shall be built up forever. Your faithfulness will you establish in the very heavens. I have made a covenant with my chosen. I have sworn to David, my servant. This is Yahweh speaking. Your seed will I establish forever and build up your throne to all generations. Selah. And the heavens shall praise your wonders, O Yahweh, your faithfulness also in the assembly of the Holy One. Now, who is he speaking of? The assembly of the Holy One. He's talking about a group of people who are worshiping him, who are spending their precious moments with him. For who in the skies can be compared to Yahweh? No one. Who among the sons of the mighty is like Yahweh? Only his son, Yahshua the Messiah. An El, very terrible in the council of the Holy One, and to be feared above all them that are all around him. O Yahweh, Elohim of hosts, who is a mighty one like you, O Yah? And your faithfulness is all around you. You rule the pride of the sea. When the waves of it arise, you still them. Drop down to verse 15. It says, blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They walk, O Yahweh, in the light of your countenance. In your name they rejoice all the day. And when are we told to rejoice? Feast Tabernacles. We're told to come together and rejoice before him. And we'll read about that in a little bit. And in your righteousness are they exalted. For you are the glory of their strength. And in your favor our horn shall be exalted. For our shield belongs to Yahweh, and our king to the Holy One of Israel. Then you spoke in a vision to your saints, that's Yahweh's people, and said, I have laid help upon one that is mighty. I have exalted one chosen out of the people. I have found David my servant. With my holy oil have I anointed him, with whom my hand shall be established. My arm also shall strengthen him. And we know the arm of Yahweh is Joshua the Messiah. Verse 22. The enemy shall not exact from him, nor the son of wickedness afflict him. And I will beat down his adversaries before him, and strike them that hate him. But my faithfulness and my loving kindness shall be with him, and in my name shall his horn be exalted. I will set his hand also on the sea, and his right hand on the rivers. He shall cry to me, you are my Father, my El, and the rock of my salvation. I also will make him my firstborn. And who is he speaking of? Not speaking of David, brethren. It's speaking of Joshua the Messiah, the highest of the kings of the earth. My loving kindness will keep for him forevermore, and my covenant shall stand fast with him. His seed also will I make to endure forever, and his throne as the days of heaven. If his children forsake my law and walk not in my ordinances, that's going back to David, because it's talking about David's seed will be made to endure forever. And we know that Joshua was born of the seed of David. If his children forsake my law and walk not in my ordinances, if they break my statutes and keep not my commandments, then will I visit their transgressions with the rod and their iniquity with stripes. But my loving kindness will I not utterly take from him, nor suffer my faithfulness to fail. My covenant will I not break. Yahweh is telling us, but he's not going to break the covenant that he has made with his servant. Once, nor alter the thing that has gone out of my lips. Once I have sworn by my holiness, I will not lie to David. His seed shall endure forever. And this is speaking of Yahshua, and his throne as the sun before me. It shall be established forever as the moon and as a faithful witness in the sky. Selah. Yahweh is faithful, brother. If he promises us something, it's going to come to pass. What we have to do is be faithful as well in cherishing the precious moments that he's given each and every one of us. You know, not just the time that we spend with him, because that should be precious, but the time that we get to spend with each other. Verse 38, it says, but you have cast off and rejected. You have been angry with your anointed. You have abhorred the covenant of your servant. You have profaned his crown by casting it to the ground. You have broken down all his hedges. You have brought his strongholds to ruin. All that pass by the way robbed him. He has become a reproach to his neighbor. And we're speaking of Israel right now. Because even as the seed, the children of David, the Jewish people have gone into idolatry. They've gone and become a reproach to their neighbors because of the pagan worship that they've adopted. It says, you have exalted the right hand of his adversaries. You have made all his enemies to rejoice. Also, you turned back the edge of the sword and have not made him to stand in the battle. You have made his brightness to cease and cast his throne down to the ground. And this happens because of sin, brother. If we sin against Almighty Yahweh, it's like throwing your crown on the ground because you lose that holiness that Yahweh has given you. You have made his brightness to cease and cast his throne down to the ground. The days of his youth have you shortened. You have covered him with shame. How long, O Yahweh, will you hide yourself forever? How long shall your wrath burn like fire? Oh, remember how short my time is, because this is the result. See, we have few moments. Our moments, those precious moments, are very few. And they're cut short because of sin. For what vanity have you created in all the children of man? What man is he that shall live and not see death, that shall deliver his soul from the power of the grave, the shield, he loves? Yahweh. The only ones that's going to deliver themselves from the power of the grave are those that are going to be alive when Yahshua returns to be caught up to meet him in the air. Yahweh, where are your former loving kindnesses, which you swore to David in your faithfulness? Remember, Yahweh, the reproach of your servant, how I bear in my bosom the reproach of all the mighty people, with which your enemies have reproached, O Yahweh, with which they have reproached the footsteps of your anointed. Blessed be Yahweh forevermore. Amen. Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, again, this is a very familiar passage to each of us. It says, for everything there is a season and a time for every purpose under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill, and a time to heal, a time to break down, and a time to build up, a time to weep, and a time to laugh, a time to mourn, and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones, and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace. And we do embrace each other, brethren, when we come together to feast. That's one of the things that I love about the feast. You get to see brethren that you haven't seen for a while, and you rejoice in that, and you want to hug them. You want to kiss them, as Yahweh has commanded us to greet each other with a holy kiss. A time to seek and a time to loose. A time to keep and a time to cast away. A time to win and a time to sow. A time to keep silent and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. What profit has he who works in that which he labors? I have seen the travail which Elohim has given to the sons of men, to be exercised with it. He has made everything beautiful in its time. Also, he has set eternity in their hearts. Is eternity in your heart, brethren? Do you love the appearance of our Savior, Yahshua the Messiah? Are you willing to prepare your life, the little time that you have left, for his honor and glory? Yet, so that man cannot find out the work that Elohim has done from the beginning to the end, I know that there is nothing better for them than to rejoice and to do good so long as they live. So that's our purpose, to rejoice and do good as long as we have life. And also that every man should eat, drink, and enjoy the good and all his labor is the gift of Elohim. Yahweh has blessed us with the fruits of our labor, so that we can enjoy that which he's given us. I know that whatever Elohim does, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor nothing can be taken away from it. As Elohim has done it, that men should fear before him that which has been long ago, and that which is to be has been long ago been. and Elohim speaks again that which is passed away. And moreover, I saw under the sun, in the place of justice, that wickedness was there, and in the place of righteousness, that wickedness was there. And I said in my heart, Elohim will judge the righteous and the wicked. And truly, brethren, you can take that to the bank. Elohim is going to judge whether you are righteous or wicked. You make the choice. For there is a time there for every purpose and for every work. I said in my heart, it is because the sons of men that Elohim may prove them, and that they may see that they themselves are but beasts. For that which happens to the sons of men happens to the beasts. Even one thing happens to them. As one dies, so dies the other. Yes, they all have one breath. And man has no preeminence above the beast. As far as his breath is concerned, we all have life from God. For all is vanity. All go to one place. All are of the dust, and all turn to dust again. Who knows the spirit of a man whether it goes up, and the spirit of the beast whether it goes down to the earth? Therefore I saw that there is nothing better than that a man should rejoice in his works, for that is his portion. For who shall bring him back to see what shall be after him? But we know from the work of Yahweh, the words that were given to us, what's going to happen after this life. The beasts don't have an opportunity for eternal life, but we do. That's why we need to be baptized in Yahweh's Holy Spirit. That's why we need that Spirit to be resurrected if we die before Yahshua returns. Or we need that Spirit to be called up to meet him and the high calling. Ecclesiastes 5, verse 18. It says, behold, that which I have seen to be good and to be comely is for one to eat and drink and to enjoy good in all his labor in which he labors under the sun, all the days of his life which Elohim has given him. For this is his portion. Every man also to whom Elohim has given riches and wealth, and has given him power to eat of it, and to take his portion, and to rejoice in his labor. This is the gift of Elohim, for he shall not much remember the days of his life, because Elohim answers him in the joy of his heart. So we have to take these precious moments that we have, brethren, and rejoice before Almighty Yahweh. This is what he's telling us. Exodus chapter 13. Exodus chapter 13, verses 8 to 10. It says, and you shall tell your son in that day, saying, it is because of that which Yahweh did for me when I came forth out of Egypt, and it shall be for a sign to you upon your hand and for a memorial between your eyes, that the law of Yahweh may be in your mouth. For with a strong hand as Yahweh brought you out of Egypt, you shall therefore keep this ordinance in its season from year to year. So this is talking about the Passover, but this is an appointed season. That's why we have to know exactly when we're supposed to do it. We're supposed to look for the green ears. So we make that determination. And we make that right determination to be there at the right time. That's what a Moedim is, and it's appointed season. And that's when we spend precious moments with Almighty Yahweh and our brethren. Numbers chapter 9. Look at another passage dealing with the appointed season. That's Numbers chapter 9. And Yahweh spoke to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, in the first month of the second year after they had come out of the land of Egypt, saying, moreover, let the children of Israel keep the Passover in its appointed season. In the 14th day of the month, at evening, this is important because a lot of people are missing this point. I found that there is a doctrine out there, people believe that the day doesn't start in the evening, it starts in the morning. But we know from Genesis that the day starts evening to evening. It gives us our rest before we have to go out and do our work. But it says in the evening, and that's at sundown when the day starts. You shall keep it in its appointed season according to all the statutes of it, according to all the ordinances of it, shall you keep it. And Moses spoke to the children of Israel that they should keep the Passover. Now back in verse 3 it says, in the 14th day. There's another doctrine out there which a lot of people keep. Jewish feast starts the 15th, and it does. That's when the holiday. But the Jews keep their Passover from the 15th on. But it says here in the scriptures, the 14th. So if we're going to be Yahweh's people, we have to be faithful in keeping the commandments. And this says the 14th, not the 15th, the 14th. The 15th is the holiday. And that day we keep as well. Verse 4, it says, and Moses spoke to the children of Israel that they should keep the Passover. And they kept the Passover in the first month on the 14th day of the month at evening in the wilderness of Sinai according to all that Yahweh commanded Moses. So did the children of Israel. But there were certain men who were unclean by reason of the dead body of a man, so that they could not keep the Passover on that day. And they came before Moses and before Aaron on that day, and those men said to him, we are unclean by reason of a dead body of a man. Why are we kept back? That we may not offer the oblation, the offering of Yahweh, in its appointed season among the children of Israel. And Moses said to them, stay here, that I may hear what Yahweh commands concerning you, will command concerning you. Specific case, which was the first case that, you know, carries on, so that now we know we have to keep the second Passover. In verse 9 it says, Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel, saying, if any man of you or of your generation shall be unclean by reason of a dead body, or be on a journey far off, yet he shall keep the Passover to Yahweh in the second month on the 14th day at evening. They shall keep it. They shall eat it with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. They shall leave none of it to the morning, nor break a bone of it, according to all the statutes of the Passover. They shall keep it. But the man that is clean and is not on a journey and fails to keep the Passover, that soul shall be cut off from his people, because he did not offer the oblation of Yahweh in its appointed season in the Moedim. That man shall bear his sin. And if a stranger shall sojourn among you and will keep the Passover of Yahweh, according to all the statute of the Passover, and according to the ordinance of it, so shall he do. He shall have one statute, both for the sojourner and for him that is born in the land. That means Yahweh is not a respected person's brother. He wants each and every one of us to do that which is right. Psalm 37, verse 1. It says, fret not yourself because of evildoers, neither do you envy it against them that work unrighteousness. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. trust in Yahweh and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on His faithfulness. And that's what we have to do, brethren. We have to trust Yahweh and feed on His faithfulness. Delight yourself, in verse 4, also in Yahweh, and He will give you, what? The desires of your heart. Submit your way to Yahweh. Trust also in Him, and He will bring it to pass. And He will make your righteousness to go forth as light, and your justice as the noonday. Rest in Yahweh and wait patiently for Him. Fret not yourself because of Him who prospers in His way. Because of the man who brings wicked devices to pass. Drop down to verse 17. It says, for the arms of the wicked shall be broken. But Yahweh upholds the righteous. Yahweh knows the days of the perfect, and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be put to shame in the time of evil, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of Yahweh shall be as the fat of lambs. They shall consume in smoke, shall they consume away. The wicked borrows and pays not again, but the righteous deals graciously and gives. For such are as are blessed of Him shall inherit the land, the earth, Ha'aretz, and they that are cursed of Him shall be cut off. A man's goings are established of Yahweh, and he delights in His way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down. And that's the companion scripture for the one where it talks about a righteous man falling seven times and rises yet again. For Yahweh upholds him with His hand. It says, I have been young and am now old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. All the day long he deals graciously in land, and his seed is blessed. Depart from evil and do good and dwell forevermore. Because if you do good, you're going to receive the inheritance of the kingdom. But if you're wicked, you're going to be destroyed. There's no eternal life for you. Verse 28, for Yahweh loves justice and forsakes not His saints. They are preserved forever. But the wicked of the But the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell in it forever. The mouth of the righteous talks of wisdom, and his tongue speaks justice. The law of his Elohim is in his heart. None of his steps shall slide. The wicked watches the righteous and seeks to kill him. Yahweh would not leave him in his hand, nor condemn him when he is judged. Wait for Yahweh and keep his way, and he will exalt you to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, you shall see it. I have seen the wicked in great power, and spreading himself like a green tree in its native soil. But one passed by, and lo, he was not. Yes, I saw him, but he could not be found. He was destroyed. Now, I spoke of the mark of Yahweh, and I was talking about the 144,000 in the series last week. It says, mark the perfect man, and behold the upright, for there is a happy end to the man of peace. As for the transgressors, they shall be destroyed together. The end of the wicked shall be cut off. Now, our next fulfillment, or next 144,000 installment will be next week in San Antonio. So I want you all to be there, whether you're on with me through the video conference or whether you're on through free conference. I want you to be there with me because we're going to see some very interesting things. It says, but the salvation of the righteous is of Yahweh. He's the one that's going to preserve his people. Remember, we have but a few precious moments in our life. There's a song that we heard. It was very popular. I think it was in Rent. It talked, it went like this. 525,600 minutes. And that's talking about the time in a year. And when you think about how quickly a year goes by, it's just like we started this year just a couple weeks back. And here it is, you know, we're more than halfway through this year. And I'm speaking of the civil year, you might say. The spiritual year, we're almost through it because Tabernacles will be here before you know it. Verse 39b, it says, he is their stronghold in the time of trouble. And that time of trouble is coming soon upon this earth, brethren. That's why we have to keep those precious moments in our the forefront of our mind as we think about the time that we spend with Almighty Yahweh and our brethren. And Yahweh helps them and rescues them. He rescues them from the wicked and saves them. I used this passage last week as well in Psalm 34. You don't have to turn there, verse 19. It says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but Yahweh delivers them out of them all. See, so it doesn't matter if you have 10 afflictions today or 100. Yahweh's going to deliver you out of them all. It says in verse 40 of 37, and Yahweh helps them and rescues them. He rescues them from the wicked and saves them because they have taken refuge in him. And that's the important part for us, taking refuge in Almighty Yahweh. Psalm 27. Psalm 27. One of my favorite psalms. We'll read verses 1 through 7. It says, Yahweh is my light, my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Yahweh is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evildoers came upon me to eat up my flesh, even my adversaries and my foes, they stumbled and fell. Oh, a host could encamp against me. My heart shall not fear. Though war should rise up against me, even then will I be confident. One thing have I asked of Yahweh, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of Yahweh all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of Yahweh, to inquire in his temple. And that's why we want to be in that tabernacle, the temple of Yahweh. For the day of trouble, and that day is coming soon upon this earth, brother, he will keep me secretly in his pavilion. In the covert of his tabernacle will he hide me. He will lift me up upon a rock, and now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies all around me. And I will offer in his tabernacle and his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. And that's what we hope to do. This Feast of Tabernacles is coming up, to offer sacrifices of joy to Almighty Yahweh. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to Yahweh. Hear, O Yahweh, when I cry with my voice, have mercy also upon me and answer me. We want Almighty Yahweh to hear us when we call upon him, brother. But he's going to hear us if we're faithful to him, if we're keeping his covenant law. Psalm 91, starting in verse 1. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall remain under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of Yahweh, he is my refuge and my fortress, my Elohim in whom I trust. For he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings shall you take refuge. His truth is a shield and a buckler. You shall not be afraid for the terror by night. And this goes hand in hand with Ephesians 6, where it talks about the armor of Yahweh. His truth is a shield and a buckler. It's for your protection. You shall not be afraid for terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day, for the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor for destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Do we have faith in Almighty Yahweh, brethren? Do we trust in Him and the precious moments that He's given us to be His people? Only with your eyes shall you behold and see the reward of the wicked. For you, O Yahweh, are my refuge. You have made the Most High your habitation. There shall no evil happen to you, neither shall any plague come near your tent, your tabernacle. For He will give His angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. They shall bear you up in their hands, lest you dash your foot against the stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the serpent shall you trample on the foot. Because He has set His love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. As I said, there are many out there that use the name of Yahweh. I read somewhere, I think it was last night, that there were over 500 sacred name organizations and over 1,000 that use the name, you know, whether or not exclusively, but, you know, it's interesting when you see these things on the internet. But we know that Yahweh has chosen His people, those that are keeping the covenant. And we're talking about every aspect of it, not one part and throwing away the rest, but every aspect of it. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble and tribulation. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. We know from Matthew 7, he says, many are going to call upon him, saying, Master, Master, didn't we cast out demons in your name? Didn't we do this in your name? Didn't we do that in your name? But you know what? He said, get away from me, you workers of lawlessness. Because they're not faithful in everything they're supposed to be doing and giving honor to Almighty Yahweh. Deuteronomy chapter 14, verse 22. Deuteronomy chapter 14, verse 22. It says, you shall surely tithe all the increase of your seed, that which comes forth from the field year by year, whatever your field is. I don't care if you're a rocket scientist, or a miner. Whatever you do, you're supposed to tithe. And you shall eat before Yahweh, your Elohim, in the place which He shall choose, cause His name to dwell there. The tithe of your grain, of your new wine, and of your oil, and the firstlings of your herd and of your flock, that you may learn to fear Yahweh Elohim. That's our purpose for going to the king, to learn to fear Almighty Yahweh. And you remember, the Feast of Tabernacles is like the kingdom of Yahweh, that thousands and millennium. That's what it's like. And 144,000 are going to be there, because they're going to be priests and kings, teaching those kids that have come into that thousand year millennium. And if the way is too long for you, so that you're not able to carry it, because the place is too far from you, but Yahweh Elohim shall choose to set His name there. When Yahweh Elohim shall bless you, then shall you turn it into money, and bind up the money in your hand, and shall go to the place which Yahweh Elohim shall choose. And you shall use the money for whatever your soul desires, for oxen, for sheep, for wine, the strong drink, but for whatever your soul asks of you. And you shall eat there before Yahweh, your Elohim, and you shall rejoice, you and your household. Now it says you can have drink, strong drink if you want. The key is not getting drunk. You still have to maintain control. And too many people are out of control. They don't have any self-control. But Yahweh is telling him, you, his people, that we must have self-control. It says, you shall eat there before Yahweh, your Elohim, and you shall rejoice, you and your household. That's everybody. And the Levite that is within your gate, you shall not forsake him, for he has no portion, no inheritance with you. So this is where the third tithe comes in, brother. And at the end of every 3 years, you shall bring forth all the tithes of your increase in the same year, and shall lay it up within your gate. And the Levite, because he has no portion or inheritance with you, and the sojourner, and the fatherless, and the widow that are within your gate, shall come, shall eat, and be satisfied. And Yahweh Elohim may bless you and all the work of your hands which you do. So if we keep Yahweh's commandments, if we follow what Yahweh tells us to do, we're going to have many precious moments to spend together as Yahweh's people with him. Our final scripture, turn to Deuteronomy 16. We'll start in verse 1. That's Deuteronomy 16. It says, observe the month of Abib and keep the Passover. That's an appointed time for Yahweh, your Elohim. For in the month of Abib, Yahweh, your Elohim, brought you forth out of Egypt by night, and you shall sacrifice the Passover, Yahweh, your Elohim, of the flock and the herd, and the place which Yahweh shall choose, to cause his name to dwell there. You shall eat no leavened bread with it. 7 days shall you eat unleavened bread with it, even the bread of affliction. For you came forth out of the land of Egypt in haste, that you may remember the day when you came forth out of the land of Egypt, all the days of your life. And there shall be no leaven be seen with you, and all your borders 7 days. Neither shall any of the flesh that you sacrifice the first day at evening remain all night until the morning. You may not sacrifice the Passover within any of your gates, which Yahweh Elohim gives you, but at the place which Yahweh Elohim shall choose to cause his name to dwell in, there you shall sacrifice the Passover at evening, at the going down of the sun, at the season that you came forth out of Egypt. So he makes it very clear that this is evening that this is done. And you shall roast and eat it in the place which Yahweh Elohim shall choose. And you shall turn in the morning and go to your tent. 6 days you shall eat unleavened bread. And on the seventh day shall be a solemn assembly to Yahweh Elohim. And you shall do no work in it. 7 weeks shall you number to yourself from the time you begin to put the sickle to the standing grain. And you shall keep the feast of weeks. Shavuot, to Yahweh, your Elohim, for the tribute of a freewill offering of your hand which you shall give, according to Yahweh, your Elohim, blesses you. And you shall rejoice before Yahweh, your Elohim, you and your sons, and your daughter, the manservant, and your maidservant, and the Levite that is within your gates, and the sojourner, and the fatherless, and the widow that are in the middle of you, and the place which Yahweh your Elohim shall choose, because his name is well there. And you shall remember that you were a bondman, slave in Egypt. And you shall observe and do these statutes. You shall keep the Feast of Tabernacles 7 days after you have gathered in from your threshing floor and from your winepress. And you shall rejoice in your feast. you and your son and your daughter and your manservant and your maidservant, and the Levite and the sojourner and the father and the widow that are within your gate. 7 days shall you keep a feast to Yahweh your Elohim in the place which Yahweh shall choose, because Yahweh your Elohim will bless you in all your increase and in all the work of your hand, and you shall be altogether joyful. We find in a year till all your males appear before Yahweh your Elohim in the place which you should choose, and the feast of unleavened bread, and the feast of weeks, and in the feast of tabernacles, and they should not appear before Yahweh empty. Every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessing of Yahweh your Elohim, which he has given you. And even though this says the males, the females are required as well as children, because these are the precious moments that Yahweh has given up to come before him. Brethren, we have very few precious moments to spend together. Take time, be holy, and spend much time in prayer. Pray that Almighty Yahweh will soon send Yahshua back to us. Show love one to another. Try to spend quality time with each other, building each other up and not tearing each other down. Yahweh has blessed us, so let's spend our precious moments doing good, building the worship of Almighty Yahweh in these last days. May Almighty Yahweh bless you as you consider His law and His love. At this time, I'd like to ask Brother Javier Vizcarra, if he would close with a word of prayer.
Shalom, Greg, and thank you. Okay.
Shalom.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. My voice here is not so clear, so please forgive me. Okay, please bow. Father Yahweh, thank you for a great message and a peaceful and grace loving Sabbath. Please continue to heal us, Yahshua, especially those in the prayer list at this time, and even your servant this day. My voice still not clear. Please continue healing us and help us to be more faithful in keeping your commandments and your law. Bless everyone in true worship in the congregation and all over this earth. Be with us. Give us more love and faith in our hearts and minds. And give us more peace and unity in serving you and Yahshua day by day. Be with us now and bless us and help us to endure and overcome all things to the end and be in your kingdom. All these favors and blessings we ask in Yahshua's name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.